70-year-old Jan Pratt was born in 1947 and raised in small mill towns throughout Lancashire, England. She had no interest in careers that were deemed traditional and appropriate for women at the time. Yet, as she tried to move forward, she found there really were obstacles and glass ceilings. But as we hear her tell her daughter, Franny, she persisted.
Well, back then, when you were 11 years old, you took a national exam, and your score on this exam decided whether you went to the grammar school, which was really the academic school, or to the secondary modern school, where, frankly, they just kept kids until they were 15 and could leave school and get jobs. I passed, apparently with quite a high score. My father was not going to send me to the grammar school because I was a girl. Fortunately for me, he knew the headmaster, and he asked Mr. Weston whether there was any point in sending me to the grammar school since I was a girl, and Mr. Weston said there was. When I found out about this, I realized this was the first time in my life, but not the last, when I realized that gender could make a big difference in whether or not you got to do something that you were otherwise qualified for.
So how did you turn up in London for university?
Well, so everybody assumed that I'm a girl, so I'm going to be a teacher. I had no interest in doing that. So I told my parents I was going to study law, which really floored them. And we had a new headmaster that year, and I think he saw a little rebellious thing in me because he suggested I apply to the London School of Economics, which had the best law faculty, but also was known as really being a bit radical. I had been to London once, but nevertheless, my mother made me a suit and I went off on the train for an interview. And the interviewer asked me why they should give me a place rather than a boy. I can't imagine people asking that these days. They're usually a lot more subtle. But at the time, I just stuttered something. I was like appalled, but I didn't really know what to say. So he had the discretion to set the bar that I had to achieve in order to go to university. And he set it high. But I made it and went to the LSE. They had 5 women in that class, the most they'd ever had. So one of the first things I did when we moved to Atlanta was join the Atlanta chapter of the National Organization for Women. The 70s were a very busy time. We were working for equal pay for equal work and a woman's right to choose, and most of all for the passage of the Equal Rights Amendment. It was about then that I realized I needed to be a U.S. citizen because I was down at the legislature all the time, agitating. And saying I was a constituent, I thought it might be a good idea if I was actually a constituent. So I started the naturalization process.
So in the end, how would you like to be remembered?
Well, I think I have persisted. I've persisted when women were told they couldn't do something or I couldn't do something. I determined I was darn well going to do it.
Was Jan Pratt talking with her daughter, Franny Muldrick, at StoryCorps Atlanta. Pratt is Professor Emeritus at Emory University's School of Law. The story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center. Do you have a friend or a family member who has an interesting life story to tell? Why not book some time with them at StoryCorps Atlanta? You can learn more at wabe.org/StoryCorps.